You know, sometimes it's great to just talk to somebody else about your problems, right?
Well, let me tell you something, pal. I have been through extensive therapy, and I am so over that.
Okay, maybe it's not for everybody.
Welcome to the show.
It's Therapy Thursday with Ty Gregg and Pastor Paul Watson. Get ready to be therapized on 92.3 The Moose.
That's right. We're joined by Pastor Paul Watson this morning. And Pastor Paul, our topic today is dealing with hard decisions in a relationship. And that can be a real challenge for all of us.
Oh, man. I think that hard decisions in a relationship often, you know, if you don't have a good relationship, way too often they cause rifts. You know, one person gets mad at another person and you don't listen to me and all the things that go, then that leads to like fighting, and pretty soon you don't even make a decision because now you're fighting and you're just tired of fighting. So you're like, dude, I don't even care. Do whatever you want to. Not that we've ever done that, right? Right? Like, we've never done that. So my wife and I this week, we've just been in this like season where it just feels like almost every day we just have a tough decision to make. And so we've just been practicing these five things or four things. And really the first is this. And so when it comes to tough decisions, one of the first things we do is we pray. We're like, before, when we have the decision, we identify the decision, we say, hey, why don't we just take some time to pray about it, you know? For us, we pray about it. Maybe, you know, if that's not your thing, maybe you think about it. Maybe just take some time. The second thing is that when you're going through tough decisions, listen. Most people don't listen. Most people talk over. Most people, hey, but, or, you know, you keep interrupting. So I think the second key to tough decisions is listening. Like, all right, I need to listen to hear what my wife's perspective is, or my partner's perspective. The third is this: you've got to learn to be kind. Like, there's nothing worse when you want something that you want. The number one thing that most people do is they attack. They like, oh no, that's a stupid idea. Like, right? You've got to stop and you got to learn to be kind. You got to pray. You got to listen. You got to be kind. You got to give it time. And then here's the one that I think has been most helpful for my wife and I, is that we don't kill the other person's ideas. It's so easy. When you have tough decisions, there's a million reasons why. If you're not on the same page, it's because you have different perspectives. But what happens oftentimes that leads to a destructive pattern in a relationship is you kill the other person's ideas. And so listen to the other person. Don't kill the other person's ideas. Let it play out. Give yourself time. If you don't have enough time to make the decision, probably the best decision is try not to make it. So, anyway, I hope that helps.
That helps. What's happening downtown?
Hey, we're doing good downtown. We're in a series on social media. We're calling it The Social Dilemma. I totally ripped that title off from a movie that came out about a year ago. But it's been awesome. And so good things are happening on downtown. And we have two services, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. You can catch us on, we're at 402 Grand Avenue. You can call us at 242-0813, or you can find us online at dtvchurch.org.
Perfect.
Yeah. Pretty simple.
Quick and easy. I like it.
Yeah.
And it's always exciting downtown. You guys always we always have something going on.
We always have something going on. Yeah. There's always something going on.
Yeah. Always a pleasure having you in, of course.
Always fun to be here, man.
Yeah.